Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the BTS podcast. You are joined by your lovely host, Beatrice.
Tammy.
And Sharon. Welcome back, guys. Good to have you.
We back again. I hope you guys enjoyed that last episode, because when I tell you, that was probably one of my favorite episodes to record to date. Like, the way we were cackling, you would have thought we were behind the screen watching him perform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we weren't laughing in a way where, you know, you're meant to be a bit more gentle. Like, ah.
No, I literally banged my head so many times.
Yeah, I can't lie.
I did on this door. That's why I'm a bit further forward today.
He's not in the building, so he should be fine.
Trust me, it's only you two. I'm Manning.
You're sick. Nah, but big him up still. Yeah, that was really, like, again, one of my favorite episodes to record. Hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. If you guys don't know what episode we're talking about, it's the one that dropped just before this.
151.
Yeah, 151. So make sure you guys... Yeah, exactly. With Charlie Mace. Make sure you guys go and check it out. And you guys already know the drill by now. We've been banging on about this because I just really want you guys to, like, really take it in. Like, we actually need you to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like, it's just a click. It's literally just a click. Like, subscribe and make sure you share this video with all your friends. I don't want to hear anyone say, I didn't see. Create the time. It's going to be worth it. But yeah, make sure you guys follow us on our YouTube channel. If you guys are listening, we do have visuals, so check us out on YouTube. That's the BTS podcast. But then also, we've got audio for our people that love us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We obviously have to shout you guys out because, yeah, you guys are the real heart and core of the pod. But yeah, make sure you guys check us out there. And then also on our socials, you already know, that's where we be at. BTS pod underscore on
Instagram,
on
TikTok,
on
Twitter, Snapchat.
Thank you.
Another thing I was going to say is, if you're listening, please do leave us a rating and a review. As we always say, 5 stars only. Anything else, please keep it to yourself.
It's not anything you must share. But to be fair though, sorry, on reviews, I do be sharing reviews though. Are you guys people that, like, after you go somewhere, you would go and write a review?
It depends. If I have to be either end of the spectrum.
Okay, so you've got to be like, yeah, it satisfied me, like, it's good.
No.
Okay.
So I'll try and remember. If the waiter or the waitress has asked me to leave a review because it's going to impact them in some way, then I'll make an effort to do that. But unless I've had, like, an amazing experience or, like, a really bad... Do you remember that time when I got my eyebrows done and I was missing half of my eyebrows?
Guys.
Before I even got back to my car, I left a review. What do you mean?
I didn't know whether Sharon was smiling or frowning.
Yeah, literally, you couldn't tell.
One was smiling, one was frowning.
It was tragic. Tragedy.
No, that is
when you look so bad and you have to run. Tragedy.
Hey, I haven't heard that song in ages. Boy. What the hell? That's so funny. But yeah, no, I think my mom started, like, my mom's always been one to, like, leave reviews.
Even if
every holiday, anything, like, she'll just leave a review because she's because to be fair, I use reviews a lot to
determine everything.
I'm just like, you know, when you have to give your time, like, you have to give back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Like, honestly, one thing that, it's not even that recent anymore, but when ASOS started implementing those reviews,
Jesus.
Oh my days.
The ones that post pictures.
Yeah.
You go, girl. People on ASOS, we salute you. People on Shein, We salute you.
Yeah. AliExpress. Never ordered anything from Shein.
Oh, they've really? Got, yeah, they've got Shein good reviews.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can buy champagne flutes there.
Yeah, like, you can buy like homeware and everything.
You can buy
really
homeware.
Like, yeah.
So, what do you call that?
It's just
one-stop shop.
Yeah, literally.
One-stop shop, fam.
You've got wigs there. You've got everything.
Wigs
yeah.
on discount.
Yeah, literally.
Oh my gosh. Wigs, lashes.
Lashes, everything. Bruh, lashes are good. Shein.
Yeah, the lashes are sick.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever I go on there, it's just
No, you have to. It's one of those where you like you have to have seen it somewhere else and just get the direct link. You can start shopping,
for what?
But you're just
for
Shein.
No, I actually do scroll a little bit. Yeah,
it just seems not that it's chaotic, but it seems like you need to know.
You need
like,
time.
It's kind of like Fashion Nova. Like you need to know what you want.
Yeah.
There's so many different things. Speaking of Fashion Nova.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that's all. I have that. I love it.
Yeah, that's you need to know what you want, but
Yeah, Fashion Nova. I'm still struggling.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
And
it's
weird
so many
because
years now.
I'm like you guys say you struggle with ASOS, but I'm like
I don't
I don't struggle
with ASOS.
Oh, I thought that's what you said.
Maybe back in the day, like when I was younger, I used to find it overwhelming, but like. I feel like people now share so much on ASOS that like I just always know.
But you couldn't go on there and you don't know what you're looking
for. No, sometimes I would. I'd just be more, now that I know, because before I didn't know about the different collections. You know how sometimes you have ASOS design, like I didn't know all the details. So now I know like, if I want some, exactly. Now I know I can actually type in the right thing and like the right keywords and then the right thing that I want
will come up. No, I was speaking to someone about Fashion Nova this week actually, because they were like, oh, the shipping time and all that stuff. And I said, actually, 3-4 days is here.
Yeah.
I ordered on a Tuesday. It was here by Saturday.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And it's free over $125.
Dollars, so
No. You always have to just make sure you do a big order.
Yeah, that's the thing I like about Fashion Nova because everyone knows, like, from young, I've literally been a Fashion Nova babe. Like, everything that I had was Fashion Nova.
Same.
Jeans, everything. Like, I just think the quality is a lot better. Just my own personal opinion. And I just like the fact that it's not really something that I rarely have a Fashion Nova dress and like loads of people have it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that Pretty Little Thing green dress?
Oh, how can we forget?
I feel like it even haunts me, you know?
That green one. And then there was another one. It was like the Renaissance.
Was it a red dress?
Yes. Yeah. Adi Sola has it.
Yeah, like the flamingo. That one?
No.
Oh, okay, flamingo.
But do you remember that one though?
No, I know that one.
Hey.
Which one's that one?
But there's one, Adi Sola has it. It's like a...
Oh, you call it... No, you may not.
No,
because
when she wore it, I was like, oh my God, this is such a nice dress. But then after I saw her wear it, I saw it everywhere. It's It has like, it's like Renaissance.
Like those.
When you say Renaissance, like do you mean
old,
like silver?
Like the olden times.
Paintings.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
I've got a dress that style, but I don't think that particular dress was bait. Because it had different patterns.
No, there was a time that dress was raining.
Really?
It was that green dress that was everyone.
Yeah.
And when I hear about that green dress, the only person I can see is Mon London.
Oh, yeah. She bought that.
She bodied that.
But yeah. I'm crying. Too funny. Yeah. But yeah, cool. So you guys already know the first thing we always do is start off with a dilemma. So unfortunately, it's one of them ones where I do have to give an alert, trigger warning. I know. I try to stay away from these things, but they just always come up. They just keep on popping up. So this one doesn't have details, but it talks on the topic of sexual assault. I'm going to shorten it to SA. That does not mean South Africa. This is not Akuchu-chu-chu-chu.
Oh,
this is
gosh.
Not anything to do with that. So when I say SA, because everything SA is South Africa.
Maybe you should just say the full thing.
No. We don't want to be flagged anywhere. Most people say
that's
SA.
What I'm trying to do. I'm trying to abbreviate it. But it's not throughout.
We won't use a South African backdrop.
The reason that... Anyway, it doesn't really matter. I was just thinking about when we clip it, I don't want people...
I'm just saying.
I think it'll be clear from South Africa. And
no, I know, but it's just. No,
I just don't want any. I don't want any trouble, man.
Okay, but yeah. So it just talks on a topic.
Sorry to cut you, but there was another podcast, and they were talking about how they said something about like Zimbabwe or something. I can't remember what they said.
Yeah.
And fam, they said that Zimbabweans were on them for at least 10 days.
No, they're not sleeping.
No. They said the Zimbabweans were on there for 10 days and 10 nights.
Did they say something wrong or say something?
Yeah, what did they say?
They said some. I can't remember what it was that they said, but like it was like maybe like a slang that we use, but for them it means something different or something like that. So they were trying to explain like, no, like, but they, yeah, they were getting dragged. Oh,
but then, what I really meant was...
Anyway,
I'm crying. Oh, cool. Gosh. Okay. Bear with me, guys. This dilemma is 7 pages long, but I'm going to try and just skim through it, get the key points out. You know how it is with these sort of things. Just be acting like as if you're at work. Okay, cool. So.
What do you mean?
When you read through a document, you just pick up key takeaways.
I can't lie. Sometimes copy and paste into ChatGPT and tell it to summarize.
Summarize. Brother, summarize. If I actually done that, but it wasn't in text and I didn't have time. So anyway, it's a picture. So
whatever.
It's a picture. Just carry on, let's go. Cool. So, hello everyone.
Hi.
I need to know whether I am the asshole. So, this person says, forgive
me. Sorry. Why are your knees jumping?
The people can't even see my knees.
Guys, the way her knees are jumping.
Because I'm trying to get into it. I'm trying to warm up.
Cold?
No, you know when you try to warm up? Like, you need to just warm up your body. Because, like, you know what I mean? No, literally, I was sleeping just before this all. So let me wake up. So, cool.
No. They look like they're not part of her body, you know.
What are they dancing?
Like, what? Hello. And welcome, like, what?
You guys are not serious, man. Oh my gosh. Okay, cool.
He crossed her legs.
Okay, cool. Carry on.
So, the person says, forgive me for the length of this, but I will try and pull out the key information here. They didn't, but I will. I will do it further. Sorry.
Can we get through this?
So, myself and Anna.
Ah, the name?
It's online.
You know what I mean? Maybe they
didn't send it to us.
Yeah.
No. I'm not shouting at Beatrice to saying the name. I'm just saying.
Maybe it's a fake name.
She didn't even.
Maybe it's a fake name.
Anna.
But anyway, this is, just to clarify, this is a guy that's saying this.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah, exactly. So, me and Anna have been together for 5 years and we've been engaged coming up to 1 year. We were set to be married in October of this year. This woman is the love of my life. 2 weeks back, we had a couple of friends over at our house. One of the friends, Becky, was a high school friend of Anna's. As the night went on, we obviously got a bit too drunk.
Oh, gosh.
And the conversation went into all kinds of weird stuff. But then the conversation landed on a question. What is the deepest thing you regret? We all spoke and Anna said her deepest regret was losing her virginity to her ex in high school and not to me.
Okay.
You know what you're doing? It's because your boyfriend's here that you're acting like this.
Yeah. I'm crying.
Meanwhile, you were enjoying back then.
Nasty work.
He was like, So she lost her virginity to her ex in high school and not to me, which is actually something that I did not know about. But again, that didn't bother me.
Yeah, whatever.
Cool. Becky, who was a little bit more tipsy, suddenly spoke up and called Anna a liar.
Irony.
Hold on. I know I always read it, but I like to stop, yeah? How are you, if one of your friend's partner, gonna tell them they're a liar? You know something's
liar.
To them. All you do is lie. But some things, take it to the backstage. Can't be doing that in front
that's
of
mad.
The partner. Come on.
When drink gets involved,
yeah, so people lose just all sorts of common sense. Yeah, man, it's crazy. But anyway,
they were drinking. Abstinence, maybe. Yeah, man. This is crazy.
Goddamn. Cool. So, Anna called her. Becky called Anna a liar. I was a bit taken back by this, so I asked Becky, why would you say something like that? I didn't even finish my sentence.
Hey.
Before Anna stood up and asked Becky, let's speak in private. But Becky refused.
Hey!
Sorry, I'm trying to understand.
She's trying to take your man. Yeah.
I'm trying to understand the setting. Is it just them three? Or
That's what he'd be saying.
It's just the three of them.
No, so we had a couple of friends. So he had a couple of friends. One of them was
I'm just picturing this happening when we have our little get together. Imagine something like that
I just be sitting back, you know.
God,
you know, I'll be laughing.
Yeah.
Just be so having our side conversations.
Yeah, legit. Like, yeah.
Helping Faith clean up her drink. Sorry, we're not supposed to do private jokes. I keep forgetting.
Oh, get out. Okay, cool. So. Okay, so then, like you said, I didn't finish my sentence before Anna stood up and asked Becky to speak in private, but Becky refused. Becky then said, Anna's biggest regret is the false SA allegations she made against her ex.
Oh!
Hey! That is nuts.
Brother.
Dilemma done. What the hell?
There's nothing else to read.
I know, but we still go on. The show must go
on. You know what made me laugh the other day? Somewhere in one of the dilemmas, you were like, well done or something.
Oh, yeah.
What you've done, well done.
Yeah.
I don't know why it reminded me of that.
I'm crying. Okay. So this is the situation. Apparently in high school, her ex dumped her out of the blue one day without a reason.
Oh, no.
She got angry and made a false SA allegation against him. He was arrested, kicked out of the school. His family had to move states.
No.
Because his life was being threatened. He was also put on, which I think essentially like some sort of mental thing.
Yeah.
And basically also wanted to, sorry, trigger warning, commit suicide. Yeah. After Anna found out it went that far, she confessed that the allegations were fake.
Bye.
So now the guy's speaking. I got angry because Becky was attacking my fiance's character. I didn't believe a word she said until I looked at Anna, my fiance, and tears were rolling down her face.
Oh.
I asked her, is it true? And Anna ran into the house and locked herself in our room. After the party was over and everyone left the situation began to get seriously awkward. It took 4 hours to get Anna to leave the room and talk to me, but essentially she ended up confessing to everything and saying that it was true.
Damn.
Wow.
I didn't know what to do, but I let her cry on my shoulder. She kept asking me to forgive her, but I stayed silent. I couldn't sleep at all that night and just got angrier and angrier the more that I thought about it. Mm. How can someone do something like that to anyone? After I heard what had happened and confirmed that what Becky has said was true, I felt like the love I had for her was completely replaced with anger.
Oh, wow.
The next morning, I completely avoided her and she tried her best to speak to me. Now, so that's that. Then basically he goes on, because this is the part where it gets really long, but I'll summarize it. Essentially, he says that he tells her that we're done and basically says, calls her parents and calls the parents to come and pick up their daughter. They come to the house.
Sorry.
Yeah, they come to the house.
Come get your girl.
No, literally, come get your girl. Come get your girl. They come to the house and obviously they're like, what's going on?
Mm.
He says what happened, what she did. And the dad of the girl...
They didn't know.
Well, I don't know. It didn't clarify what they did know. But all it said was that the dad said, I completely understand. And then just took his daughter, packed up her stuff and took them home. His parents came literally straight after. And he was like, this was the first time he's ever like cried himself to sleep. His dad had to like completely comfort him. But yeah, so... That's essentially the situation. But then he was just asking people like, am I the asshole for like reacting this way? Because obviously he does love her, but he can never look at her the same. And yeah, they're no longer engaged.
I'm not qualified to speak on this. Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, that one took your breath away, innit, fam? That dilemma was deep.
Sorry, guys. I'm still ill. But yeah, crazy, right?
You're qualified to speak on it.
No, I mean, like, I was just kind of joking, to be fair. But what I meant was more like, this is so, like, this is just so crazy that there's just...
He's not the arsehole, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone that's able to do that can do anything.
Question. So, you know how, like, a few episodes ago, I can't remember what episode it was, we spoke about whether people have the right to... I guess, like, not would it be like re-identify themselves?
Yeah,
I don't know what the word would be, but like, basically to have made like a stupid decision like she did when she was in school.
Yeah.
And then let's say, he didn't say their ages, did he?
No.
But let's just say that she's like, let's say it's like 10 years later and she's 25 or whatever the case may be. And she's obviously made a terrible, terrible, terrible choice in the moment, not knowing how far it would get. Not that that's even an excuse, but you know, she's done that, but then she's kind of dealt with the repercussions of it. She's obviously owned up to it at the time and stuff. Do you think that she still has to, 10 years later, still bear the consequences?
That's a serious allegation. Allegations like that can ruin people's lives.
The fact that it's not about the way it did ruin
exactly. his life. But I'm just saying, in general, allegations like that can ruin people's lives. Not only, I'm not sure about that guy, but people actually go to prison and their lives rot away in prison for years and years and years and years. Yes, it's a silly mistake. And yeah, it's not even a silly mistake. I'm saying it's a mistake. Decision. Maybe she made the decision when she was young, but you're young enough to be doing the do. But what, do you understand that? Like, you're old enough to do that, but you're too young to know what's right and what's wrong. No. Stuff like that is really, really damaging. Like, I've seen stories. Men, especially black men, going into prison for years and years and years. 30 years later, they're getting vindicated. How am I going to get those 30 years back? And obviously, this situation is about SA. Yeah. But I have a strong... I have like a strong passion for people that get wrongly put in jail and have their lives wasted. Do you not remember that when they see us movie?
That movie rocked my world. Yeah.
They're like, for kids to go to jail for that long.
Yeah.
And their lives just rot away. You said that the guy went into a had some sort of mental maybe episode issue. I don't know. So things like that can really ruin people's lives. The fact that she was able to kind of go off scot-free, able to love again, find someone, now get engaged. Clearly, your life wasn't that impacted by it. But what about the other person? So my whole thing is like, no, the guy has every right. The guy has every right to continue the marriage if he wanted to or end it. And he chose to end it. And no one should make him feel like, oh, but she's might have been a long time ago. She's changed.
Yeah.
No. The fact that he was so angry that he even said that the love that he had for him is now being replaced with anger.
I always say that as well, that there's actually such a thin line between love and hate.
Yes.
Because the way that you feel so passionate, I feel like both emotions are like fueled by passion.
Yes.
And I feel like when you love someone so fiercely, when they do you wrong.
Yeah.
It's so easy for that love that you feel and that passion to now be turned into like another direction.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with everything you guys have said. I think one of the things that you mentioned as well is just the fact that, like, you know, that question, like, how could you do this to someone? And also the thought of, am I next? Which I think...
Did he say that?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to skim through that because it was a lot. But he basically said, like, how do I trust that she won't now... like flip on me or twist on me.
It's a very real question.
Yeah. Which is true.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
It makes me... I was just going to say it makes me really, really sad because obviously I've said this a million times before, but I have brothers and one thing that I was... You know, like that time... I mean, it used to happen like every other year or every so often that like a list would go around on Twitter and stuff. And... obviously, there'd be like the rare occasion where like, you know, someone on that list was actually falsely accused or whatever. Yeah. But I was always saying to my brother, especially the one that just went to uni, like, you have to be so careful. Like, genuinely like, because once your name is, because out even there. With the guy, even with this guy, I'm sure there's probably still people that believe it.
Mm.
Even when she would have confessed or whatever, like,
yeah.
It sounds like she didn't confess to, like, on a world platform or anything for her parents to not even know that she had even, do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, because people would be like, eh, well, if he's able to be accused of that, something must have happened. Yeah. Do you understand? Like, they'll still try and label the person like that.
Mm. It's so tricky.
Kai.
It's tricky.
So
exactly. I feel so sorry for this guy, man.
For sure. Yeah.
For him to have ended the like a relationship who with a woman he thought that he was going to marry after they'd been together for 5 years.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's a lot, man.
Like,
yeah.
Like you said, like once your name goes around in our community,
you better just call it a day. No, honestly, you almost can never get it back.
Like, especially in this community, in this UK.
Yeah, like, for sure. It's pretty small.
What's your name? So tiny. Like the fact, you know, there's some people like when you say their name, already like, ah.
Everyone's already.
Everybody's already ducking and diving.
Not claiming him anymore.
That's not my boy.
That's not my boy still.
For sure. Oh, guys love that lie.
Oh, yeah. That's not my boy still.
Yeah, we don't know each other
like that.
Know
him like that.
Crazy. Meanwhile, you'll be there all pictures galore.
Your teeth shining.
Trust. When he has the money now, when he's buying the bottles, you're his friend.
You're his friend, though.
Boy, oh boy. But one thing I was going to say, which kind of we're moving away from the SA talk, but more around the friend who like exposed it.
Hey.
What do you guys think about that situation? Like, do you think that that was right of her? Because obviously she made the situation become aware, because otherwise without her, the guy would have never known. But... like, is that right behavior? Because it's kind of crazy.
He's giving Becky Wants the guy.
Yes. That's what I think I was either thinking it or maybe I said it under my breath. Like, it's giving like, she wants that to be her man.
Yeah, even before you said what the her biggest regret was.
Yeah.
I mean, thinking the way that you even said, oh, Becky said, oh, no. I'm thinking, a lie.
Man.
That's a lie. I'm thinking, oh, you're, even before you said what it was, I'm like, ah. It seems like she wants to come and display.
Destroy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay. So if you were the friend, but you would, I think you guys said that you would be telling your friend to tell their partner if there was something this big and they told you that, oh yeah, I haven't told them about that aspect. So let's say like,
what do you mean?
So let's say, for example, with both of you, like you guys know maybe I've done something. I have not.
That's a lie.
I have not. Yeah. But let's say I've done something in the past which is questionable, obviously not to this extent.
It doesn't matter. It's hypothetical. It's a hypothetical situation.
You have to clip us and put on Twitter. You have to clarify.
She ain't lying, Jack.
Goddamn. Okay, cool. So imagine that and then I'm engaged and you guys are like, do you ever tell him about X and X? I'm like, nah. Would you guys feel like, and you guys think that is something that is,
you're actually going to have to give me an example.
Yeah. I don't think I would be like, oh, if you don't tell him, I'm going to tell him. I don't think I'd do that.
Hey, that's crazy.
I don't think I'd do that.
Unless you stole his cat and he's been looking for the cat.
That's deep. But I'm just like,
I should have done that one.
Never even liked the cat to
be fair.
So I wouldn't do that, but I'm just like, it really depends on what it is. Maybe I'll be starting looking at you sideways, like, oh, I think you should tell him. But I don't know. It's a sticky one. When you don't really know what the specific thing is.
Yeah.
If it's something like an essay thing, I'm like, oh, maybe you should tell him that has happened. Because you don't want you
that
to
That was
be-
another thing I was going to say. I was surprised that she hadn't actually told him at this point. To me, that's a bit.
Yeah, I think, not saying that I will do it though. I'm just saying if I was the girl, I feel like I would have told him at some point, especially now that we're engaged.
Especially if other people know.
Yeah.
Like, this is my thing. I'm just like, I don't want anything about you or me to come out in public and I'm looking crazy because I don't know.
Yeah.
So like, small minor things, whatever. Like,
small minor things that I've forgotten, but not things that I've intentionally withheld from you. Mm. And if it's things I've intentionally withheld from you and nobody else knows, that's a different thing. It's me and my conscience.
Mm, yeah.
But things I've withheld from you and other people know and people that clearly don't like me, because I know they said they're friends, but that's not your friend. Let's be honest. Like, your friend is not going to want to do that
much you've been
in
drinking.
Front of other people.
No matter
as well.
How much you've been drinking, there's
not
nothing to justify
it. Not even just the fiance.
Yeah. There's nothing to justify it with drink. Like, people try to always use that excuse, but it's not enough.
It's really not enough. That's what I'm saying. Maybe she was drinking abstinent because I don't really understand. Like, it's definitely not couple cocktails, fam. Yeah. Like, there's not enough.
Facts.
Alcohol and that.
Yeah, that's true.
What about you?
What?
Would you say something?
Nah. I wouldn't say anything to the guy.
Would you pressure your friend?
I wouldn't pressure. I would just be like, rah, maybe she consider it.
And then you just leave it there.
Brother.
Listen, when I say I'm not taking...
Point,
you're not taking paracetamol for other people's headaches.
Literally. We've got
like,
so much on our plates.
Between you and your God. Like, if you feel like you're not going to tell your partner, I will suggest it, but I'm not going to be going out my way.
I might say that, by the way, if he finds out, there's a likelihood that he could be very annoyed / want to leave. So it's up to you if you want to take that risk. I'll say that.
I also be like, I'm not going to lie for you. So if he asks me...
Ooh.
No, I'm not lying for her.
Ooh.
Please. Come on.
What would you... How would you find it out?
Let's say like Becky said this, but it wasn't in Anna's presence. And she's like, nah, not my woman. And then let's say he goes to Anna. Anna denies it. He comes to me. Maybe what I would do would be like... Okay,
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Set the scene so you can make it clear for people. Yeah, imagine a scenario. Cool. What's the scenario?
Becky has now found herself with a bunch of Karens and they're somewhere, right? And they're all talking about reminiscing about school, whatever. Oh, this happened. Like, oh my gosh, do you remember when Anna did blah, 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 blah? He's all like, wait, what? And she's like, oh, sorry, I thought you knew. You're like, no, wait, come again. What did you say? Then she explains it. And he's like, not my girlfriend, not my fiance, not my woman. Goes to Anna. Anna's like, no, I didn't do that still. I didn't do that. I don't know why she would
say
that.
Anna's there?
No, she's not there. Like,
oh,
this is
okay.
Okay. So he's like, belled his woman like, no, in fact, let's say it's in person. Like, and she's like, no, why would she even say that? Like, I knew that girl never liked me. So he's thinking like, this feels a bit sketchy. Let me ask Sharon. And he comes to me and he's like, Becky said this, but I don't know. Like,
Becky saying Becky said this. Okay.
He's not told me yet that he's asked Anna and Anna's denied it. And then he's like, did that happen? Because obviously I know you guys went to the same school. I'll be like, you need to ask Anna about that still.
Okay.
And then he's like, I have asked her and she said no. Be like, well. I feel like you should probably ask her again.
Shan, you're basically telling the answer.
But that's what I said. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
So you want me to be like, no, that didn't happen?
No, but you might as well have just said, yes, it happened.
Yeah, what's
all this dramatic?
What's all this whole? Oh,
you better ask Anna.
Yeah, because
I still think she's on a soap opera, fam.
I just don't feel like it's my place to recant the story. You need to ask, what would you guys do? You guys would be like, yeah, that happened.
Look around, everybody on mute. I just wouldn't say anything. I'd just be like, well,
you might as well have just said it then as well. You guys are doing the same thing I do.
Actually, I'm trying to think what I would actually do.
You guys would
do.
Literally do the same thing.
I don't think I would do that.
It's either that or you say yes, or are you guys going to lie for her?
I'll be like, oh, I can't lie. I don't really recall.
That's a lie.
I don't recall fully. I don't recall fully. I remember there was a whole thing, but I don't recall fully. You're going to have to ask her. I don't recall fully. And fam, unless something is involving me, yeah? No matter.
It's true.
Oh, no, guys.
I don't want. Some things you don't want your name in the sentence.
When my name is not in the sentence, therefore I can only recall. And even then, it's not even going to be 1,000% because, do you know what I mean? You never fully know a situation. Is that not a lie? Is that a lie?
Please, that's a lie.
Let's
be honest.
I don't know, but there's just been some situations where people like to insert you when it's really
not your business.
Just leave me. Don't ask me. to confirm anything.
Mm.
Don't ask me, please.
But if someone asks you now,
don't ask me to confirm anything. I'm sorry. At a point in my life that I don't want people to be asking me to confirm.
But your point of life, if you understand me or not, misunderstand me or not, me, I don't care.
I think that's the angle I'll do because I'm actually deep.
What's
in
the
it.
Angle? Sorry,
the angle's it. Probably like I can't lie. I don't get involved in any situations.
Maybe
I don't get involved in situations.
Yeah, like I just don't. But, please, just if something isn't like,
don't cry.
No, I'm just saying, like,
he's okay.
Please, just a hypothetical situation. I know, but you know me. I always find out everything. Some people be coming to me with answers. So I'm just like, please.
Yeah.
But do you know what it is?
Something in school. I don't know.
Back in the day,
the thing is, with my memory, I probably wouldn't actually remember. But the reason I'm thinking about it, if it was like just like somebody that I wasn't really close to, then I can be doing up. Oh, I'm not really sure. I can't lie that. I don't really care. Da, da, da. Mm. But if it's my close friend and I know that this person is engaged, I can't lie. I actually can't lie for you because I also feel like I want my words to mean something.
Of course. 100%.
I don't want him to now then go back to Becky and be like, you're such a liar because I asked Sharon. She never lies.
Yeah.
And she said that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, sorry, no. I would just be like, I can't lie. This is a conversation you need to have with Anna. If you said that you told Anna, she said that didn't happen, I'd be like, you might want to ask her again. That's it, Jeff.
I don't even know about asking again, but I'll just be like, I don't even comment on a couple of things. Like, that's your own business.
I just got a question mark. I don't even.
Literally, I don't get involved.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
There's too many. He said, she said.
Bro.
Do you know how easy it is?
Tammy said that.
Hey. It's so easy to be involved in other people's relationships.
Oh,
guys, let me even speak for Sharon because she... during secondary school... we were single. Yet somehow we were in every relationship.
Bro.
What is that?
No.
How?
What do you mean?
Hey!
Every, sometimes even three-way call, four-way call. Sorry, why am I here?
Nah,
someone was crazy. Said, Sharon said
that. I hate that stuff.
No,
I didn't say anything.
Nah, legit.
I didn't even say anything.
I didn't say nothing.
Nah, legit.
There's some certain friends of mine where it's kind of like, you know, like they don't even try.
Yeah.
I've made it very clear, like I don't even have time to be listening to any sort of story.
Story.
This is like unrelated, but like even recently one of my friends called me and she was like, oh, she started talking. I said, wait, please. Honestly, I actually don't care.
Sharon.
It was about me. But I'm just kind of like, we've discussed this a million times. As in, not the person was coming to me. She was telling me what somebody else thought about a certain situation.
Okay.
And I was like, please.
Yeah, I'm tired.
You already know how I feel. We've already addressed it.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
It's true. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
No, guys, let's be managing our saliva and the way we use it because it's actually true. It's so true.
Do you know how many things have to go on in our body to produce saliva?
Yeah.
We should not be wasting energy and kilojoules on this.
Coming to me with the same story, just a different day.
That is exactly what it was.
No value add, no nothing.
That is exactly
like,
what it was.
Not to come to me with any BS. I don't even have time. Do we even have time to record podcasts? You're telling you're occupying my time. I don't have any time.
I have dilemma to be reading.
I have TikToks to be watching.
TikToks to be cutting.
What's going on?
I have two full-time jobs.
Nah, I don't have time. Nah, legit. Oh my God. Too crazy. But yeah, man.
Roll, very, 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 this guy.
Yeah.
Hopefully you find love again. I'm sure you sound like a very honourable man.
Yeah, man. For real.
Honourable.
That's a very Nigerian word.
Honourable man.
It's true. But cool. Anyway, so that was that. I guess it's time to do the song of the week. So,
before you do that, how was you guys' week? Can't think of anything? Let me start. So, on Monday.
Oh, my God.
She didn't even think about our week. She said, don't have anything.
Don't think too hard. Okay, cool. So, if you guys follow me on Instagram, Sharon Oddie,
you would have seen that my tire completely was flat last week.
Was it? She was asking for a legion.
Yeah.
Did any legion?
No legion. People were just cackling. You're cackling, but you're not helping. But anyway, so I didn't have a car basically.
Mm.
So I've been driving my parents' car, like cars all throughout the weekend.
Mm.
So now it's Monday, I'm going to work. And because I hadn't been using my car, I didn't have my key in the normal place that I'd normally have it. And so I forgot my key.
Okay.
So I go to work. It was like a really busy week, finishing late or whatever.
On Monday?
Yes.
No, legit. Them days.
It was a busy week.
Yes. Nah, I already knew the week was going to be busy. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I already knew every day I was going to have to work late. So I worked late on Monday because I just knew, like, if I don't get ahead of this stuff, I'm fried.
And you've got to record.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I text my parents in our group chat, like, oh, I'm going to be home late today. Because then my mom knows, like, not to make dinner or whatever.
Okay.
So I'm, like, rounding up now. It's, like, 10 p.m. And I'm like, oh, wait, like, I actually don't have my key.
Mm.
So I text. No. I call my mom, first of all.
Hmm.
It's, like, maybe 10 past 10.
Yeah.
No answer. I call my dad. No answer. Now I'm messaging the group chat. And I was like, I don't have my key. Can you leave one under the mat? So anyway, I eventually leave the office at like 10:40 maybe. Throughout the journey from my office to the front door, I was calling intermittently.
So you started calling from then?
Beatrice, I started calling from before I even left Soho Square.
Jesus.
I was calling. No answer. And then we were talking in the group chat.
Yeah.
So that's why I was just like, ha ha ha, yeah, I don't have my key. I can't even really remember how I even framed it, but I was just something about I don't have my key. I don't know. Mm.
Can you describe what you were wearing?
Do you know what? I have to shout out Misguided.
Okay.
I know that you guys are dead and gone, but like,
okay, they're dead and gone, innit?
They're gone.
I think they've still got a website.
Oh, swear.
I think I went on it the other day, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Just to see what's going on.
Oh, okay. What's going on? I thought you lot went into administration. Yeah, but anyway.
They're
back.
Come back like
I don't know.
Boy.
Come alive in the night time.
Legit.
Anyway, I have to shout out Misguided because that coat, you know the one that we both have, the bomber, the black one?
Yeah.
So I can't remember what I was wearing underneath. I think I was wearing a turtleneck.
Okay.
Yeah. I was wearing a turtleneck. Jeans.
Oh.
And my work shoes. So just the ones that we have again.
Not the best ones.
And then this black bomber.
Mm.
Cool. So I'm calling.
You have to tell them how long the journey is from your office to home.
From my office to the house, bearing in mind actually there was a problem with the A13. Mm. Yeah. So I had to No, it was the A13, but like, you know when it starts like around Canary Wharf, like early. So it's a problem there. So anyway, it normally takes like an hour and 10 minutes in the car to get home.
Mm.
I think it took like an hour and a half.
Okay.
So I think I must have left the office actually just before 10:30 or like around 10:30.
Mm.
I vividly remember though that I arrived at that door at 11:55 p.m.
Right.
Cool. I live in a cul-de-sac, so you can't even obviously continue driving straight. And I didn't want this guy to think I was locked out because I didn't want him to feel like he had to wait.
Mm.
So then I was just like, I started knocking, but like kind of quietly. And then he turned around and that's when I started banging on the door. I was even worried that I was going to break the glass, like the way that I was banging. I was banging on the door. And then they weren't answering. So then I started calling again. Then I remembered that my HomePod is like, my room faces the side of the, like outside, the front of the house.
Yeah. Mm.
So I connected to my HomePod. I was playing Alarm Clock by Burna Boy. I need you guys to go and listen to that song.
Alarm Clock, all stand up.
What?
That song is loud.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, the way it starts,
like a gradual, then a boom.
Yeah, legit. I was blast. I could hear it outside, like a like not the lyrics, but you could hear that something was playing.
Yeah.
Guys, oh my days, I was banging so hard. The neighborhood animals started waking up. I swear I saw a beaver, and I'm not even joking.
I'm telling you, I've dropped Sharon at home, yeah? And one time I saw one funny looking animal. I didn't know what it was until Sharon said that she saw a beaver and I think I said, yes.
That was a beaver.
I said, I know it's that same beaver. Because I saw it and I was like, this isn't a fox.
Yeah.
This isn't a fox.
It wasn't a fox.
And it has like a tail, like a flat tail.
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys. I was so scared.
I was so scared. I actually she screamed. Guys, I was so scared. Anyway, I was outside for an hour, knocking, calling.
I can't believe that.
And then I started deep in like, yeah, I can't lie. It's 1 a.m. I actually need to start looking at hotels. So there's a hotel that's like near my house. It's like a 3-minute drive or so. I call them because I was on booking.com and I couldn't see it coming up. So I call them and they were like, no, we literally have no rooms. And I was just like,
on a Monday?
On a Monday in Essex. Like, how was I even, who wants to stay here? So anyway, the other ones that I was seeing, because another thing I was thinking is like, okay, by the time I like get a taxi, get into the, like checked in and go to bed and stuff, it's going to be so late. And I still have to go into the office on Tuesday because obviously my core working day is in the office on Monday to Thursday. Yeah. So I was like, I want to be on the line that I need to be on and not further into Essex. So there was like hotels like in other places that were like not on the line. Yeah. But I was just like, no, let me try and get one on the line. Anyway, honestly, everything that I was seeing was like over £100. And I was like, this is just to lay my head for 5 hours. So anyway, I had to book this, the other one by the airport, like I mentioned.
I knew it was going to be that one.
Yeah.
And the that's Holiday the one. Inn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, Sharon, I told her you can't stay with me.
I don't even know why. I didn't see that message.
Me. Honestly.
Do you know what? Yeah, I didn't even call Beatrice until I was like, as I was walking away from my house, because I was just like, it's so late. I don't want, no, and like everyone's, do you know what I mean? Like you guys are going to work the next day.
That airport, not to like say where I live, but that airport,
literally around the corner.
On a good sunny day, you could walk from that airport to my house.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Yeah. On a good sunny day.
Yeah, I remember when your mum picked.
That McDonald's is our local McDonald's.
So anyway, I get there now. So bearing in mind, I was trying to book it on my phone.
Yeah.
Shout out booking.com, man. Because honestly, if I didn't have that, I would be fried.
Have your card holder.
Yeah, and I didn't have my card holder either.
Shy.
Anyway, this whole thing's my fault. I should have had this stuff, but whatever. Anyway, so then, I book it on booking.com. I get a taxi. I had to wait for ages for a taxi. In my area, there's no Uber, so you just local taxis and stuff.
Hey.
Had to get that. I paid £20 for the journey from my house to the thing. That was like 11 minutes.
Yeah.
I get there now. I've booked the thing on booking.com. I paid £100. Yeah. I get in there and he's like, do you have any ID? And I was like, no. He's like, do you have any physical bank cards? I was like, no. He's like, I can't check you in. I said, I don't think you understand. I was like to him, I started getting tears in my eyes. At this point, it's 1:45 in the morning.
Bring out that GCSE drama.
Yeah, man, I didn't even need to bring it,
but
because
that's the real tears.
Those are real tears.
They're real tears, man.
I said, I don't think you understand. I've been outside my house for 2 hours. I've been locked out. And like, honestly, I was just thinking, I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
So he was like, all right, I'll let you off this one time. But I was like, I'm not coming back. This once. So anyway, finally check in. As I'm putting my head down on my pillow, my mom calls me.
Really?
Did I not tell you?
No.
Yeah, as I literally, another thing, I was like, my mom's actually such a fraud. Obviously, it's not true, but you are, low-key. Because my mom was like, I can't sleep until you can get home.
They love that
line. I've been banging on the door, but you can't
sleep until you're home.
She's ignoring
my hat.
So anyway, as
they must have really been tired.
Oh my days, honestly, they must have been, I don't know, one deep
that you couldn't wake up.
I even started Googling like sounds on YouTube to like wake people up. There was one, even me, I couldn't even, because I had to test it first to make sure it was actually really a proper sound before I started blasting it on the thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't even listen to it for more than like 10 seconds. It was so annoying. They didn't wake up. So anyway, as I'm laying I'm not even joking, guys. It was like this. My mom calls me and she's like, Sharon, what's going on? Where are you? And I was like, I'm in a hotel. She's like, but why didn't you knock on the door?
I would have just. I would have just said, I'm call you back.
Do you know what? Yeah, I was feeling so annoyed before I even got into the hotel. I was like, I'm going to put my phone on airplane basis. And when they wake up, they're really worried.
Panicky, shivering.
I was just like, oh, I'm so toxic. Let me not do that. Anyway, she's like, why didn't you knock on the door? I was like, what do you mean? I've been knocking for an hour and a half. She's like, oh no. Sorry. So where are you now? I said, like I said, I'm at a hotel. Anyway, long story short, in fact, the story's done. I don't have anything else to say. But yeah, the next day, let me not even embarrass myself, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, don't. Let's just there's no need to be saying that there. To think about our audience now.
Yeah.
Not one of them ones, man.
Let's just leave it there.
Damn. But no, damn. Honestly, like, and so crazy because I'm someone that generally never sleeps.
Yeah, I know.
I never sleep.
But when you weren't replying in the chat and I knew you were ill, I was like, yeah, this girl's asleep.
I was so ill. I took like, you know, those drowsy. My dad said, you need to knock yourself out. So I took those drowsy medication. I was out. Gone. Out. Like a light. Hey. Slept through the
flight. But yeah. Hold on. Come here.
I didn't even see that message.
There's a guest room. My brother's not even at home. So we have two
rooms. That would have been such a sweet sleep. I'm for free.
And my brother has one fat 60-inch TV.
Oh, gosh. Could even catch up on Love is Blind.
With couch and
me. No, you're killing me. You're killing me.
I literally said, you can have... Should have called me. My friend is always on loud.
Honestly, always. Like yeah. I said, I didn't even want to call anybody because I was just like, no. This time is actually so late.
But no, honestly,
but no, bitch's reaction when she woke up.
Because I think she was replying to other stuff.
Yeah, because she started from the top in it.
Yeah,
at the time that she's realized what's happened. She's like, huh?
The way I jumped up and I told everybody in my house, you people let me sleep. Don't take medication.
Beatrice said that she felt like she left me to die.
Nah, because, bro, do you know what it is to be in the wilderness like that?
No, honestly, though.
I've seen beavers.
Bro. I've seen animals.
Bro, I was like, no. My parents were just like, oh my God, like, you should just come to anyone of our house and press the door. Because obviously, like we said about the ring. That thing
if
is
anything,
just,
you should have just taken the Uber
straight to someone's house.
The thing to my house.
And just pressed the ring.
Bing. Bing.
That ring
would be ringing. In fact, sitting on my parents' floor.
That's what I'm saying. You'd on the right floor. Aye.
And my mum and dad, they're quite light sleepers. So yeah. We would have heard.
No, literally. I was going to say. We would have heard. My mum, I don't even know how my parents do it because today, I had so much work to do. So I actually woke up at 4:30 a.m. Don't ask.
Hi.
Woke up at 4:30 a.m. and like went across the landing to them. Immediately my foot just did. Everything walking.
Why?
My mum just shout that song. I'm like, yeah, say it again.
Yeah, my parents are deep. I was literally like to them, I can't like that's so like obviously I get that, you know, idea my kid, da, da, da. But it's so dangerous. Like, my kidnappers would have sold me off by then.
Bro, you'd be on one ship.
One ship, bro.
Already.
Bro.
Straight to Africa. Back to where you belong.
Honestly, they'd have sold my toll to Botswana. Are you joking, bro? I would have been...
I ain't heard about that country in time.
What's that show that we used to watch?
I don't remember. But it's Jill Scott.
Yeah,
you guys detective. Know him. You guys know
the
him.
Detective.
Yes. Oh,
what that is used to show on BBC One.
Yeah. The detective of the ding. It's a really long title.
Yes, I remember that show.
Oh, my God. No, they would have sold my toe to Botswana. My parents were literally... Like, I just don't understand. My kidnappers would have been done with
honestly,
me, bruv.
They would have seen your parents on the news. Please. We are begging. If anybody knows any information.
Hey.
Anything that knows the information is the beaver.
Ask the beaver, man.
Ask the beaver.
You lot are sick. Oh my God. Funny.
Quickly,
okay, cool,
before
guys.
Before we wrap up.
Song of the week.
Yeah, I know.
You guys know, we kicked off last week the new theme for this month, and that is UK Afro Swing. Literally, I hope you guys are enjoying it. I know it's a bit of a different sound, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we have a lot of American listeners.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm saying. Hopefully you guys are.
Hopefully you guys are.
Not scared.
No, I think they'll like it.
Yeah,
you know?
They should.
Well, you don't have a choice.
Cool, so what are you guys going
to add? We'll get on to your...
I swear.
I
swear.
Oh. Anyway.
That song that they love, that Roscoe Dash song.
Oh my God. Yes.
That Portia danced at her wedding.
What's
that song? Oh,
I know what it's from. I forgot the name.
The way you're really da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I don't know this one.
Drop it to the flow. My Americans, you know it.
Yeah.
To the flow.
We'll get to you. Don't worry.
Maybe June.
Maybe December. We love you.
Maybe November.
Cool. So what are you guys going to add to the playlist this week?
Skin like chocolate, I call like cocoa. Ding, 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 do, do. Sweet, sweet like chocolate.
Oh my gosh. What's that bit? That bit, or Bodge's bit, I think.
I'm giving you my money. That one that you started remixing.
Oh my God, I can't remember.
What is it? That's Gabzy, right?
No, it's Gabzy featuring Bodge. There's a bit that Beatrice always remixed when we were in uni.
Yeah. She's not looking for mama.
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember what it is.
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Maybe
good one.
We'll sing and dance on it on our story.
But say the name and the artist.
Oh, sorry. It's Coco by Gabzy featuring Bodge. That's making a rounds now again on TikTok, I think.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I haven't seen
TikTok
it.
TikTok do a good job of like bringing old songs back to life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that one's a tune, fam.
Yeah, for real. Is that what you're adding?
Yeah.
Nice. Keeping it short and sweet. What about you, Tammy?
I'm going to add NSG featuring Gekko, Yo Darling.
Oh,
tune. Gabba Yo, Yo Darling.
You know, now I feel like I'm gonna add another.
I've got loads. I feel like you're gonna add the one I want to add, but just
Young Bane.
You're Rihanna. So annoying. Yes.
Yeah. No, it's not Rihanna.
Oh,
I'll leave that one for you.
Thank you.
Featuring Kojo Fonz, Fine Wine.
Oh, that's a tune. I thought that you did as well.
I think I did Fine Wine. No, you added Charlie Nine.
Sorry. I didn't. Charlie Mace added My Nine. I added Charlie Mace's song.
Oh, yes, you did. That's true.
You did.
Anyway, let's carry on.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll take over from that. So I'm going to add a couple. I'm going to add Rihanna.
Young Bane.
Young Bane featuring, who's it again? Kojo, right?
It's just Young Bane. There's no other person in that song.
Sorry. I don't know why.
Rihanna.
It was. Yeah. Just Rihanna. I absolutely.
I replayed that tune.
Mm-hmm. Deadly fam.
Good replay value.
Yeah, for real. Another song I'm going to add is Tell Me, Wretch 32, featuring Kojo Fonz.
Sing that, I can't remember.
Before you go, Aeson featuring Western.
Which one's that one?
What's the song called?
Hold on. Oh my god.
What's the song called?
I don't know.
Vice versa.
Good one.
Yeah, let's add that. Cool. So another one I'm gonna add, going back to uni days. I was so obsessed with this guy.
All right.
Vianney.
He came to perform in Coventry.
Who didn't?
I know, legit.
Everyone came to perform in Coventry, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to add Bay. I'm going to add Recognize.
Those two
songs back to back was just the damn thing. And then the last song I'm going to add, I'm really giving you guys cheese.
Wow, is this like five now?
Yeah, but you know me, I love that. I'm going to add Kojo Fonz again. I just feel like for me, when I think of Afro Swing, like that's the first person in my head. Yeah. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But you don't think so?
It just takes me to a time back at uni. And Kojo Fonz was
he was
in uni.
Yeah. I loved him anyway. But yeah, the song I'm going to add is Million.
What is that song?
A Million. How's it go again?
That's what I'm saying, these songs, crazy.
It takes you back.
Fam, if we had SoundCloud, you guys would be
all those unreleased. I remember, that reminds me, Kojo Fonz featuring Ray. What's the song called?
There's even one that I wanted to add.
That song got leaked.
Oh yes,
and I don't know you. Yes. There's always someone in the clan that has music 101 lockdown has the back end.
When that song leaked, that song was on replay, it leaked,
and then someone put it on SoundCloud.
And
then the version that they actually released
was different.
Was different.
Yeah, they had to change it because.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Another one, I don't know if you guys will know this actually, but you should, is Odunsi featuring Ray Tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
Tipsy. Something like that.
Better get ready.
Yeah.
You know that song. You know,
tipsy.
It's a good one.
Spend the whole 10 minutes singing.
I'm crying. Ciao.
Sorry to the audio listeners.
Legit. But I'm sure you guys enjoy it. But yeah. So those are the songs we're going to add to the playlist. Again, the theme this month, in case you're wondering, what tunes are these? Who the hell are these artists? This is UK Afro Swing. So oh, you can find the link to the playlist, literally beautiful. You can find the link to the playlist wherever you are listening from. Just look in the description. But it's hosted on Spotify, on Apple Music. But also, you guys are in luck because we are now launching a YouTube playlist.
Yes, yes, yes.
For people who don't have, you know, Spotify or Apple Music, you can still tune in. So yeah, we'll be updating that and adding it to our YouTube channel. So check it out. That's the BTS podcast on YouTube if you also want to see it. And also, obviously, we'll try and maybe do the actual music videos so you guys can get a vibe. Because it even adds to it. Do you know what I mean?
Like that, check.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, it's my birthday month.
Oh yes. Remembered. Closer to the time, because it will still be recorded. There'll be still episodes to
today's the first of March.
Okay, sorry, yes. March for the madness. Timing that when this comes out, they'll still be closer.
Yeah, true.
Exactly. Very, very true, man. But yeah, so I think that's all we have time for, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Like we always say, make sure you guys follow us on our socials. That is BTS_pod on all the major platforms, and also follow us on YouTube, the BTS podcast. Hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll see you guys in our next one next week, Monday.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.